What's happening, K-State fam? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Folks, it is the end of the week. One more time here in late May as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, this weekend, a huge weekend. And obviously, we have NBA going on, NHL playoffs going on. So much going on around here, K-State. Here, depending on, obviously, we'll get caught back all that next week when you're surely back on from out west in vacation. But big news I wanted to talk about, obviously, this got kind of lost in the shuffle with all the K-State baseball news, what's been going on with that. K-State president Richard Myers will call it a career at K-State. He stepped down, he will retire at the calendar after the end of this year, 2021, the calendar year for Richard Myers. Of course, Richard, who has served as the university's 14th president. You got to go back to 2016. That's after, 2 years after I graduated. So I had another president, Mr. Schultz, President Schultz, while I was going to K-State. So, Myers took that over in 16, and then this was actually announced earlier this week on Monday, so cannot believe I missed this, but had some leisure time here during a little bit of break and stumbled on this, so had to bring it up here on today's edition of the podcast. Of course, in a statement on K-State today, the 79-year-old Myers said, quote, "Mary Jo and I truly love our time at K-State and working with students, faculty, and staff," Richard said, and he goes on and continues to say, quote, "Being president of my alma mater was one of my most fulfilling jobs I've ever had. It was an honor to help move K-State forward on many fronts. I'm grateful for the opportunity to work with the many talented and dedicated people who comprise the K-State family." End quote. So, of course, list some highlights here from the Myers tenure here. Obviously, during his tenure, the university has undergone significant changes, including adoption of a new budget model supporting strategic investments to drive innovation and growth. He also has helped lead a comprehensive strategic enrollment management initiative to counter declining enrollment. And then he also told, or at least the source from one of the K-Man people earlier this year, that Myers had wanted to see the university through the coronavirus pandemic before making any such announcements. Pretty much like we're talking about all since our podcast started, especially when it comes to coaching. Obviously, this is a big critical year for K-State athletic wise. We talked about that a little bit, and that talk ain't going to go away anytime soon, at least here in this podcast and pretty much all of K-State podcasts for that matter. There's a lot of concern. I shouldn't say concern, that's probably the wrong word. That's just a lot of, I wouldn't say concern yet, but there's a lot of curiosity around these programs, especially the two biggest ones, money getters that we have here. Obviously, football being obviously the top one. Obviously, and then you got basketball with their struggles, obviously through the pandemic and whatnot. So, yeah, you gotta wonder. I mean, whoever's the next president at K-State after, once December rolls around, they're gonna have to come in and deal with that also, and try to pick up where, at least a little bit where Richard Myers left off as well. And also note as well, Richard Myers retired as a four-star general in the Air Force and was the 15th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President George W. Bush. He also is a K-State University Foundation professor of military history and leadership. Obviously, the K-State, or I should say not K-State, the Kansas Board of Regents will announce details on the search to replace Myers at the later date. So there's that. That's huge news right there. That was announced Monday, and kind of did not know about it until just sitting down recently and just reading articles on what's going on outside of K-State and stumbled on that. So, yeah, huge news. So, Richard Myers, President Richard Myers, will retire at the end of this year. So, that is huge news there. So, he's put a lot of, during the pandemic, he's put a couple of things in place. So, it'll be interesting to see whoever's hired president of this university next and see what happens with that as well. So, huge, big news here in the Purple Project podcast. Like I said, you know, this podcast was specifically wanted to cover all things K-State, not just, well, obviously football is the big go-getter. But obviously, I want to try to cover all things if possible and at least get my opinions on a little bit. So that's huge news there as well. So congratulations, early congratulations. I'm sure we'll talk about that even more as the year progresses, but we're in the last weekend of May. It is Memorial Day weekend with all the Air Force stuff, with him being an Air Force, former Air Force anyways. Congratulations, early congratulations go out, a big thank you go out to those who served or continue to serve for this country. Very grateful for those men and women who serve and put their lives on line to protect our freedom, especially, you know, with all that's been going on the last, year and change. So, very thank you, men and women who serve in the armed forces. We thank you, appreciate you. So, that's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Remember, stay tuned for more. As yours truly is currently on vacation. Remember, folks, K-State Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you listen to your podcast. That's a wrap for now. Eddie Greer III, it's a wrap for this edition of Triple P. We will talk to you next time on the podcast. And I believe next week when I come back, hopefully we will get episode 53 off and rolling with my co-host Alex. And until then, we out.